You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, am I the only one who thinks this new planet is cool? All right, apparently, remember the other day they found 18 new alien planets? Well, one, they are calling Kepler-22b, thinks this planet may be one of the best candidate yet that would possibly sustain life very similar to our own planet. They say it is just the right temperature, about 72 degrees, right? Not too hot, not too cold. They think its surface could hold water. They believe it also has a orbit very similar to ours, where it orbits around a star very similar to our sun, which would warm it up. All right. They say it's right in the middle of the habitable zone, referring to a narrow, balmy band of space around any star where water can be liquid. The actual temperature on Kepler-22b, well, they can't come up with a better name. Kepler-22b hinges on whether the planet has an atmosphere, which, like a blanket, would warm the surface. Even without an atmosphere, the planet would likely be warm enough to host water on its surface. Ooh, good, jacuzzi. At 2.4 times wider than Earth, the composition of Kepler-22b, they say, is a puzzle. It could be rocky, a super-Earth, much like our own planet, but bigger. I don't want a super-Earth. I like thinking that we're super-Earth. It might also be a water world covered with deep oceans, says Dietmar Sesayov, a Kepler scientist at the Harvard Smithsonian Center. Ooh, that's cool. They say determining the planet's composition rests in part on measuring its mass, how heavy it is. Whew, they better build the scale now. The Kepler telescope is unable to make this measurement, but ground-based telescopes can be watching the planet tugging on its star. Telescopes in Hawaii and elsewhere will attempt these measurements when the star comes into view next summer. Oh, I got to take a trip to Hawaii, boss. Why? Well, I want to see this new planet tug. Sure, go ahead. Take Hawaiian Airlines. Besides this balmy temperature, Kepler-22b shares other intriguing similarities with Earth. They also have a Dr. Dahlia show. Okay. The planet's home star, some 600 light years distant and near the constellation Cygnus, is almost a solar twin. That means the light hitting the planet's surface would be almost the same color as the light hitting the Earth. Oh, so it would be that pretty yellow. And Kepler-22b's years is almost the same length as the Earth year, 290 days instead of 365. They said finding it was a bit of luck because the Kepler telescope. All right, I won't go into this, but whoa, that's cool. Another planet similar to Earth, similar to temperature, shorter year. Oh, but you know what? If you're older, though, you'd probably look younger, though, you know, because a 290-day year. I don't know. And I bet the radio waves would be good. I bet you could hear the Dr. Dahlia show all through that atmosphere if it had it. I tell you, I say let's go. Why not? I mean, especially with the way Obamacare is going, let's go to this new planet. Let's inhabit it. And if it's water world, then we got Kevin Costner. I'm there. I am there. All right, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Got a lot of good stories tonight. We're going to go over and recap anything you think you missed. We are going to knock it out of the ballpark for you. A lot of cool stories. But, of course, what's the most cool is listening to you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter. We got Kyle working the dials, and a great thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making my show happen. All right. Looks like there's another couple that might have lost their embryos via their infertility clinic. All right. A couple seeking to have a child via in vitro fertilization have been shocked to learn that their precious frozen embryos have gone missing. This looks like occurred in Canterbury, Kent, all right, across the pond. Apparently, Allison Austin Hennessy and her husband Michael were left reeling after a consultant said that the embryos had been lost. Though, what's worse is they think the embryos were given to another woman, so another woman could be carrying their embryo. I would be ticked. Now, apparently, she didn't have that many. Right? From what I understand, they spent a lot of money, And then what they had to do, apparently she had a fallopian tube issue where the fallopian tube had to be removed after an infection. So she and her husband had failed a couple rounds of IVF. She had 22 eggs left and decided to donate half of them to another couple trying to conceive. And then the rest were injected with Michael's sperm and turned into embryos. Four were held at a hospital. And the other ones, I'm not sure what happened with those. But anyway, her embryos are gone. They're upset. I hear lawsuit. But oh my gosh, though. I mean, how frightening. I mean, you know what I would do, honestly? I mean, just like with my children. What I would do is if I had fertilized eggs or embryos, I would probably ask for a camera to be on them. Or a GPS, I'm not joking. Or like a GPS chip on the, vial or petri dish. That's what I would do. All right? Because honestly, they're your babies. This is your DNA. All right? I know what these places charge. They charge a lot of money to harvest your embryos and store them. Well, then if that's the case, there better be some tracking device or there better be some sort of video surveillance so I could see what's going on. Mistakes happen. Mistakes happen all the time. I've seen it happen in the hospital. We hear about it all the time. You know, like that one lady that unfortunately gave that gentleman a paralytic rather than an antacid, and he ends up going into a coma and dying. I mean, we know mistakes happen. So what I would say is if you're going to get my eggs, then, my eggs are going to, I don't see how they'd mix them up. I mean, my eggs would be googly-eyed. They'd probably be very hairy, right, blonde and brown roots, and, you know, they'd probably be big-breasted. I mean, you would be able to tell my embryos. I don't really think you'd mix those up. But I'm sure you could even see them at the embryo level. You know, my son, he was 13 weeks, and when we saw him on the ultrasound, you weren't really supposed to be able to tell sex for another 7 weeks later. But boy, we could tell. For some reason, our family has a lot of, shall we call it, pseudopods. A lot of pseudopods. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DIE-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. So it looks like in entertainment news, Madonna will be performing at the Super Bowl. You know, whether you like her or not, the one thing I could say about Madonna, even though she went through her crazy times, is whenever you see a star transcend this many decades, right, and still be a star and an icon, in the music industry, I mean, they have to have some talent. And I always thought Madonna was very talented. Madonna, Elton John, Cher, she's up there with them. You know, I know, I guess Britney Spears had turned 30 this week. Do I think she's that talented? No. I think she really went crazy, and I'm surprised she was able to make a comeback. But then again, Robert Downey Jr. made a comeback. Robert Downey Jr., I think, is a phenomenal actor, and he made a comeback after going through rehab, from what I understand. So I think anybody can make a comeback, but when you look at these artists that multiple decades, let's take a look at in Hollywood, Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy, I mean, since the 80s, I think even late 70s, I mean, he could still make us laugh. I took the kids to see Tower Heist. They love Eddie Murphy. We're huge fans of, and look how many decades these people can entertain, Jim Carrey, etc. But, I mean, really, when you're looking back at, like, Elton John and Cher, multiple decades, Madonna's going to be among that group. I'm just amazed, absolutely amazed. And so, yeah, I think it'll be a good Super Bowl show. Of course, I'm more interested in the football. I love football. I cannot wait. I got to tell you, Miami's been doing good. I'm not saying Miami's going to make it to the Super Bowl, but I'm pretty surprised. Although, Dallas did kick their butt, and I was pretty happy about that. All right, looks like, who's getting married? Rosie O'Donnell is getting married to her longtime girlfriend. I guess the American Country Awards is going on right now, and I think Carrie Underwood is reaping them in. I like Carrie Underwood. I love the whole American Idol thing where you have talented people out there, and I know there's talented people out there, right? I'd wait tables with people, and they'd be singing their butts off, singing way better than Britney Spears. And I'm like, why aren't you a star? So I love the idea that somebody like Carrie Underwood was found, you know, plucked from her farm, and she's a beautiful woman, sings amazingly, and good for her. So it looks like the American Country Music Awards is going on right now, and a lot of good stuff. All right. I just like talking about entertainment news. Pretty close. I'm more excited, though. More excited about Super Bowl. Much more excited. All right. So, you know, Occupy LA is still in the news. All right. We just can't get away from Occupy LA. All right. What's going on with Occupy LA now is many of them are saying they need therapy. They're saying they were traumatized by the arrest. All right. They say some of them were bleeding by those zip tie handcuffs. They had to stand around for hours. They had to pee in bags on the bus. And so one speaker urged that everybody needs to document any complaints, make note of every single violation of human rights, so you know the lawsuits are happening. I mean, when does this stop? All right, so now you can't even get arrested, all right, without it coming back. And what really blows my mind is the taxpayers are going to be paying for this. You know this is going to go to court. Gloria Allred is going to jump all over it. I don't know who else is going to want to get their, 15 minutes of fame on this one. And they're going to represent these people, and L.A. is going to have to pick up the tab. But I was on the John Phillips show tonight, and we had done an interview before I started my show. And, you know, he had asked, he's like, okay, you know, first of all, is this, you know, are they going to claim post-traumatic stress disorder? Yeah, they're going to claim it. Whether they have a case is a whole other story. But I think it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, they trampled all over the First Amendment. Now they're trampling all over, you know, what our veterans are going through. I'm sorry. You know, setting up tents and, you know, defecating on the ground and using your drug paraphernalia and making bamboo sticks that you're planning on stabbing. You heard there were some undercover cops that went in as Occupy protesters. They didn't sleep there, but they were there long enough to see these people start making bamboo spears. I mean, I don't know how they're representing, you know, 99% of Americans, because none of us are violent or that, you know, that crazy. But they're making a mockery of post-traumatic stress disorder. If they really make a case for that, I think it stabs all veterans in the heart, really. And I think it's absolutely sick. Then, of course, John Phillips was asking about the he's great. If you ever, you know, listen to KABC, you need to listen to him online, or if you're in the L.A. area, I love him. He's very good. You know, he's like, well, what about all the, you know, the stench and the dirt, and would that make somebody mentally ill? See, how I looked at this is I thought what was traumatic was, number one, is we had to sit here and watch all this Occupy L.A. stuff. All right, it's still going on, whether it's Occupy New York, Occupy Atlanta, Occupy. All right, so I feel traumatized by that. All right, number two, I would think city folk would be traumatized by the smell, right, and by the traffic, and by, you know, all the services getting molested, and by the police being, you know, detained doing other things than what they need to do in the city because of this, okay? The domination of the time and the traffic and the community resources is, I think, traumatizing to the city. But no, nobody cares about that, right? But what about mental illness? Are some of these people becoming mentally ill because of the situation? From what I was led to believe, the first people that started this movement were pretty sane people, right? I mean, and like, I was actually impressed for the first couple days. I'm like, all right, we have a right to say something. Yes, I think there's a lot of greed. I think there's a lot of financial disparity. It doesn't make sense that companies are going bankrupt, workers are getting fired, yet, you know, people at the top of the food chain are making tens of millions of dollars in bonuses. Yeah, I think there's something wrong. So, you know, that first day or two, I was like, all right, you guys got a point. Right? Then you start getting the tents. Then you start getting the drugs. Then you start getting the homeless people. Then they're setting up medical clinics. I don't know why they're setting up medical clinics and, you know, taking care of patients when they aren't doctors or they don't, you know, they're making their own little cities. And it started to get a little crazy. And so I was asked by John Phillips, well, you know, when somebody's in their house and has, you know, year upon year of issues of the newspaper and they aren't cleaning up the kitty litter, they have 900 cats, you know, don't they become mentally ill? Well, how we look at it in medicine is if you have an elderly person that is living by themselves, one of the first signs of mental illness is they aren't cleaning up. So my point with that is the mentally ill started coming in and setting up shop. They had free meal. Some of them had some warmth because of other people's tents. They had some camaraderie. And that's why the filth started to come. All right. Most sane, competent people don't want the filth. Okay. When if you go and visit your mom or grandma or dad or grandpa and the house is pretty clean, that is a sign of them having good mentation. But once you start seeing it dirty, once you start seeing the papers pile up and the cats not getting fed and the dogs crapping in the house and nobody picking it up, that is a sign of dementia because your loved one isn't taking care of themselves. It could be a sign of Alzheimer's, any of the types of dementia. So I'm really thinking that originally this was started by some sane people, and then you start to have people with mental illness move in. And I really believe that a lot of these protesters really believe they're being traumatized. I don't think they're sitting there crying wolf. I think they have been indoctrinated and preached at for so many weeks now that they are really believing this evil. My only worry is they're making weapons, right? And they aren't representing the average American. They're actually interfering with the average American getting to work. They're interfering with our first responders. Pretty scary, especially if you're trying to make a deadly weapon. I mean, are these people sane people turning mentally ill, or do we have a bunch of mentally ill people out there? I mean, Susan Sarandon came to speak, right? You saw her stand up there and, you know, give a talk the first couple days, and then she got the heck out of there. I think most sane people got the heck out of there. And then the rest of the people just kind of sat and defecated, and just infected these areas. And it's really frustrating because, again, the original idea of making a point is great. I love the idea of exercising your freedom of speech. Now they're trampling all over the First Amendment because they're threatening to mess up subways, threatening to mess up bridges. Now that the police, took them away, they're threatening a comeback. They're also now threatening lawsuits, needing therapy. And it's like, okay, you know what? Just go away already. Go away. I mean, you're making a mockery of our Constitution. You're making a mockery of our country. Let our Americans get to work. I mean, if you have a problem because you don't have a job, then get a job. Or get some therapy because you can't get a job. All right? But you can't hate the rest of us that have a job. Because those of us that have a job are making other people's jobs. A third of this country doesn't pay taxes. All right? How long can we go on giving people freebies? It can't go on that long. With health care, that's where it's going to come to fruition. That's where it's going to come to a point. We've promised everybody health care. And we're going to give everybody health care. But if a third of the people getting this health care aren't paying into the system, we're in trouble, people. That's why I say, why does everything have to be free? Why can't Medicaid recipients and Medicare recipients, why can't they pay $10? Why does everything have to be free? Because everyone's entitled. All right. Why aren't I entitled? Why do I have to pay? All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to Survival RX. GoodDealsRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you all start calling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Okay, so interesting. Fox News came out with 10 ways to project positivity. And, you know, I know a lot of people look at this and go, oh, please, all right, I don't want to hear this. It's going to suck. Okay, well, maybe you do need to hear it because you're not very positive, okay? It's interesting. When you see somebody exercise, that really does induce some positivity. You know, I know we see them and, you know, you see them jog outside. I always feel guilty because I used to run. I used to run outside a lot and I don't do it anymore because of my knees and a lot of other excuses. But honestly, exercise, if you work out, you feel good, you're more positive, you have more, you know, self-esteem and muscles, etc. So I think that's good. You know, I think exercise is great. Of course, grooming, all right? And these Occupy LA people need to hear this. Grooming. Of course, when you're very well groomed, you look good. I mean, I know the sexiest man alive, I can't think of his name, but he's the one on A-Team, and he used to be a part of the Wedding Crashers, and then now he's on A-Team, and he has some scruff. Okay, and Bradley Cooper. And he, I mean, he looks good with some scruff, kind of the MacGyver look. All right, and yes, you may think you look sexier that way, but you need to be groomed, especially when you're trying to get a job. Okay, you got to go with the shave. Now, I understand if you want to cover up a scar. I get that, but it has got to be a very clean beard. All right, you know, I know we like watching Gold Rush Alaska. Great show, but these guys have very hairy beards, very hairy facial hair. Well, of course, they're up in Alaska. They're freezing, right? But if you're in, I don't know, Tallahassee, no, you probably don't need to be that hairy. So remember, grooming is important, okay? Of course, when you talk, they say avoid depressing topics and personal issues. All right, this is whether you're talking to a coworker, trying to get a job, etc. It is important, okay? We don't want sob stories. Your employer will not want to hire you, your future employer, because they feel guilty or they feel sad for you. You don't want that. You don't want to be a charity case. You don't want them, you know, feeling sorry for you. You don't want that. Remember, you want to leave that interview making him feel happy or her feel happy. And if there was a sad story of somebody dying and this, you know, now, okay, let's say that's why you're looking for the job. Let's say your wife left you, okay, took everything. And you're devastated, all right? And, okay, well, there's a way to not lie and turn that around, you know, and say, look, I need to be honest with you. We separated. I just got through a divorce, but I'm ready to start a new chapter of my life. You turn it around and go, I'm ready to take a next step. I'm ready to devote myself to work. You know, I'm going to improve my relationship with my ex-wife. Hopefully we'll be friends, blah, blah, blah. But I am really now ready to devote my life to work, and I'm ready to take on that next chapter. So you see, you could have had something happen in your life. Like, let's say my father dying. I mean, my father dying, horrible, devastating for me, but I am using his death as a way to teach other people about their heart and how to protect their heart and, you know, how, you know, to not believe the misconceptions that you hear, like, oh, these medications are going to hurt your liver, so don't take them, or these medications you'll become addicted to. I mean, all the things my father tried to give me an excuse for, it caught up with him, and he ended up dying. And so, you know, yes, I could go through an interview and go, oh, I want to be on the radio because my dad died, and I want to teach everybody about my dad. No, nobody wants to hear that. You know, you could say, look, I want to be on the radio because, you know, I've gone through some things in my life, and I think there's a lot I could teach. I think there's a lot we could teach. His death was not in vain. You know, let me get the word out. It's a much different way to do things, okay? If you are depressed, then see a doctor to get some treatment for depression, okay? But no, your coworkers and your boss are not going to be your psychologist, okay? Also with personal issues. Yes, you could talk about a death. You could talk about a divorce during an interview. All right, that's not the worst thing, but again, that shouldn't be the whole thing. You know, I think, you know, they talk about how, all right, avoid personal issues in an interview, but I disagree with that. I think it's always nice to throw in something personal, right? Like, let's say you're an avid skier, you love to ski, or you cook, one of your hobbies. I think employers like to know you're well-rounded. Now, of course, you have to be careful. If you have one of those employers like, what was that movie, Devil Wears Prada, where Meryl Streep, you know, your whole life had to, you know, center around her job. Yeah, say you have five kids and you're working on another, you know, the next eBay. No, that's probably not going to get you the job. They want to think you could be completely devoted. But, you know, finding a hobby that seems to be a little symbiotic with what your job is, yeah, throw it out there. I think it's a great idea. Now, of course, be careful about telling them how many kids. Because remember, if Obamacare kicks in and employers have to pay 65% for each family member, all right, I don't think they're allowed to ask you legally how many family members you have, right? But if you voluntarily give that information up and they calculate, that could be pretty expensive. So we used to talk about our family, talk about our kids. Now, I don't know if that's the best thing to do. And I'm not saying it to be right wing. I'm just being honest. If employers are, with this new health care act, going to have to pay 65% per family member, wife, child, etc., letting them know you have a family of five may make them a little nervous. Okay? Just throwing that out there. Of course, don't slouch. You cannot slouch. I had an interview today on Fox 5 News, and, of course, I started to get comfy. I started to get relaxed, but you don't look good on film. You don't look good in an interview. All right? You want to show that you're erect. You want to show that you have posture. You want to show respect and a little humbleness. Kicking back, relaxing. And I'm not saying putting your foot on the desk, but you know what I'm talking about. That could have come off as an attitude. You know, you may want to show that you're relaxed and you're a people person and you're not nervous. But you don't let that be misconstrued as you're being lazy. All right. There's a way to look relaxed, you know, while still having good posture. OK, you could cross your leg. You could fold your arms. When you talk with your hands, that's a sign of your being in control of the situation. You're being very comfortable. When your arms are folded and you're kind of hiding and, you know, sulking in, yet you're crunched back into your chair. No, that doesn't. But if you want to show that you're really relaxed, use your hand as you talk. Right? It's very easy to do. All right. Now they say yes. If you're trying to be positive and invoke a positive response, say yes. Yes is great. You know, one thing I always did is whenever I was being interviewed for a job or interviewed for medical school, even on radio, you know, they'll say, all right, so, you know, how do you feel about this? I'm like, good question. That's a good question. I feel, because I remember when I interviewed future medical students, I loved when I was complimented. Being complimented about the question is good. Now, sometimes you could overdo it, so just do it once. You know, if somebody says something and it's you're like, oh, eloquently put, I agree. I probably couldn't have worded it better. You don't want to kiss up, but sometimes being positive about the question really helps. You don't want to say no, no, no. You want to say yes, yes, yes. So if they go, have you ever had any experience in this? Have you ever had any experience in this? Okay. If you start saying no, turn it into a yes by saying, well, look, but that's exactly why I want this job. All right, I know I have a knack for this. This is the next step. I've had a lot of human resources experience. I've had a lot of marketing. But public relations is the next step. This is the next avenue I plan to take. That's why I want to come here, because this is a great place to get that experience. And I would love, you know, to be mentored or whatever. I mean, you know, without kissing up. But you see, turn it into a positive. Your lack of experience could be a positive by saying, you know, I already don't have these preset notions and, you know, preconceived notions. I am so willing to learn. I'm a clean slate, because they don't want somebody going, well, I did this back in the 70s. Of course, you got to complain. You can't be complaining whether you're in your job or trying to get a job. Can't be complaining about previous jobs. If you do that, they're going to think you're a complainer. Giggle is fine. You could giggle. You could laugh. Don't over giggle with a joke. You don't want to over giggle, but if something's funny, just giggle just a little bit and almost pretend like you didn't mean to giggle. Like, it really wasn't supposed to be like, yeah. But I mean, you don't want to overdo it, but, you don't want to go, don't do that, but just go, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I agree. You see what I mean? Of course, be curious, ask them questions, engage, be solution oriented. Like, you want to fix problems, and don't forget to smile. Smiling is so important. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Oh, my gosh. I am sorry. We're having some issues. We were just talking about positivity in the studio, and one of my children came with me to the studio tonight, and he is, he's grounded. He is grounded and grounded good. Okay, you know, I found a very, very interesting site, which, you know, right now we're in cough and cold season. Everyone's talking about colds, and we're talking about getting sick, et cetera. And, you know, this came from the Daily Dose from Boston.com and the Boston Globe. And they have some really good articles. But this Deborah Colts have brought up some really good points that I know shouldn't have to be brought up, but a lot of times we do need the reminder. Like a big example here, okay, 7 mistakes we make when treating colds is what her article is entitled. And, like, a big one, you drag yourself into work with a fever. All right, you got to stop doing that. All right, I know many of us can't take sick leave, or we get these points, as we call them, you know, here with the casino industry, where, you know, you, when you miss certain days, you rack up points, and after a certain amount of points, and I understand why the bosses do it. I understand why they do it, because, you know, you're taking off. You take off multiple times, there have to be some consequences, otherwise you'll keep taking off. Problem is, when you force yourself to go into work, you get everybody else sick. I mean, I hate doing it to my staff. When they're sick, I say, leave. You have to go, because you're going to make everybody else sick. Nobody else wants to work with you. All right? And, you know, people always ask me, well, Dr. Dahlia, when am I not contagious? When am I not contagious? Well, technically, if you're coughing or sneezing, you're contagious, even after the antibiotics. Because, again, we don't know if a new cold is coming in. You know, we don't know what's still left in your sputum. We can assume after an antibiotic the bacteria is killed, but that doesn't happen all the time. Many times people need to come in for a second antibiotic, and it's really, really frustrating for people. So my suggestion would be, when in doubt, just stay out, okay? I mean, you know, cover your nose and mouth, et cetera, but it's just not, it's not worth making other people sick. Because remember, then you're going to come back to work to a sick environment. All right, number two, they recommend taking zinc. A lot of people make the mistake of taking zinc too late to do any good. Same thing with vitamin C. I'm going to add to this. All right, people are sick, and then they're popping the vitamin C. What you need to do is make sure you're taking your multivitamins, including zinc and vitamin C. You don't want to overdo it because you don't want to get kidney stones, etc. But you want to make sure you're vitamined up before you get sick. All right, a lot of times you need to take zinc within that first 24 hours. Some people ask me about echinacea. When do they take the echinacea? Again, not a lot of studies showing it works, but I know many people, they take it within the first day. You got to take the stuff within the first 24 hours. But if you're, you know, 5 days into it, may not work. Okay, of course, another big mistake people are making is pushing themselves to exercise while you're sick. I was doing that. I was like, I can't miss a workout, because if I miss a workout, I'll get lazy. And you can't do that. All right, you miss a workout, listen, because you need your body to heal. It's more important for you to heal and then work out than try to work out when you're sick. Remember, your body, the reason why your body gets tired and your body gets achy is because it doesn't want you to move. When you get the flu, all you want to do is lie in bed. That is your body's defense mechanism. It doesn't want you to run around. Right? Same thing like pregnant women. You know, first trimester, they're tired. Like, why am I tired? I mean, look at my flat stomach. Why am I tired? You're tired because your body wants you to protect the baby. It doesn't want you running around. Exact same reason why you get achy with the flu. Okay, another mistake looks like people make are failing to drink adequate fluids. You gotta flush it out. Fluids, fluids, fluids. I know my mom would make me drink orange juice. Now, orange juice, why? Because vitamin C and it's a fluid. The problem is when my throat hurt, that didn't help. And I hated that. I like some hot cocoa. I like some chicken soup. You know, that always kind of made things feel better. But, you know, honestly, when you're sore and inflamed, you want to do something cool. Cooler really seems to do better. You decrease the inflammation, decrease some of the acid reflux. It can also bother your throat. But you gotta hydrate. And when you hydrate, you flush it out. But also keep in mind, you could very easily get dehydrated. You know, when you have a fever, that high temperature, you lose so much more water. And becoming dehydrated could put you in the hospital in no time. Of course, another mistake many people make is they skimp on sleep. They don't sleep. They're trying to get to work, or they're taking medication over the counter that seems to rev them up, like the decongestants, so they can't sleep. You got to go to your doctor, see if, you know, the cough syrup can, you know, help you sleep. When should you take your decongestant? You should probably take it in the morning, but go over these things with your doctor if you forget what I talk about, all right? Of course, a big mistake is smoking, all right? When you're sick, don't be smoking. Right. If you ever want to kick the habit of smoking, the best time to do it is being sick. A lot of times you don't even have the taste to smoke. All right. Don't smoke while you're sick. I can't stress that enough. And then another mistake, they say, is insisting your doctor prescribe you an antibiotic when you don't need one. All right. Now, listen, I get it. Okay. I've been a patient. I've been a doctor for years. All right. I get it. Okay. You don't want to spend $25 to see the doctor, right, which took a week to get in with. You go to the doctor, you wait 2 hours to finally be taken back, then you wait another 30 minutes for him to come in the room. He takes a look at you, says it's viral, drink fluids, and maybe take some over-the-counter rubber test and see you. I get that. I get that because, you know, if you could have done that, you would have done that at home. Or you don't want to risk another week and not getting that antibiotic, so you ask for it. I know, and I understand. I understand that. But what we don't want you doing is day one coming in and saying, give me an antibiotic, and taking an antibiotic when you don't need one. I mean, a big problem with that is we have antibiotic resistance. Today, I had a lady with an infection for 2 weeks. I wanted to give her Z-Pak. She said, Z-Pak doesn't work anymore. Many people are telling me Z-Pak isn't working anymore. It worked great 10 years ago. It's not working that well anymore because it's been overprescribed. All right, so yes, I had to step it up. She had a pretty bad infection. But it's frustrating that we already have to go to, you know, the fancier stuff. We want to save the fancier stuff for the fancy infections, not for the bronchitis and the sinusitis. But apparently, there's a lot of resistance out there. Okay? All right. Also in the news today, I want to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show was this gum that they may come up with that will actually help you lose weight. Right? So researchers at, I think, Syracuse University has come up with a gum formulation with a hormone called human PYY. It regulates appetite and energy that gets released into the bloodstream when people eat or exercise. And what they want to do is put this into an oral form or a gum. Of course, they need something to kind of act as a substrate to carry it in. So they're going to use vitamin B12. That's interesting because you usually see a lot of people, you know, going to these diet clinics getting B12 and Topamax, et cetera. So anyway, lead researcher Robert Doyle thinks that vitamin B12 would act as a carrier. They actually did that with insulin once. They tried to do an oral delivery insulin for delivery system for insulin that was masked under B12. I don't think it worked that well. But with this PYY, if they have this PYY-laced gums or oral pills, it may be a more natural way for people to lose weight that doesn't affect the heart. Pretty good stuff. Pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited about it. All right. All right, we're kind of reviewing some of the top headlines. Of course, you heard a couple days ago Herman Cain has suspended his campaign. He is, however, still asking for funds and asking for donations and fundraising. Now, we don't know where this is going to go. We don't know if he's raising funds for one of the other candidates. We don't know if he still has other political aspirations. I mean, he could still re-enter the presidential race, but he right now is still fundraising and still plan on staying active, although he has suspended his presidential bid. It looks like Dan Quayle has now endorsed Mitt Romney. People are asking if Governor Jan Brewer or Senator John McCain are going to endorse somebody. Right now, they are saying no. Also, in Trump land, Trump and Ron Paul exchanged some words. I guess Ron Paul doesn't want Donald Trump to moderate the debate on December 27th, thinking it's going to be circus-like, yet Newt Gingrich backed Trump up. You see, it's interesting. I'm going to watch for the entertainment value. All right. I mean, I saw Donald Trump speak. You know, do I think he'd make a good president? I mean, I liked what he had to say, but no. I don't like the whole Hollywood celebrity aspect, although I got to admit, Ronald Reagan did a good job. But, you know, I like the idea that he's to the point. I don't think he's going to mess around, and I really think he's going to give the Republicans a run for their money. You know, one thing I think I don't, you know, people say, well, you know, CNN is going to kid and glove the Democratic debates. Fox News is going to kid and glove. I don't think we're going to see that. I think we're going to see some direct questions, and I think it'll be good. I just hope that I have any asks about health care, because that's what I'm interested in. I'm dying to see what these people think they're going to do. And it better not be like some of the previous debates. All right, guys, great show. Keep tuning in, and if I'm off air, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all take care, and please be healthy.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our BrightSideBen team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.